When's the last time you saw him and passed by on the opposite side? If you drive around in the streets of Louisville very much, and I do, you encounter this almost daily, sometimes two, three, four times. You encounter people who have a sign that says, "I'm homeless, can you help?" Something to that effect. So what's your reaction? What should you do? Should you be neighbor? How are you to be neighbor? Things go through our minds such as, that's a really poor and helpless person. I need to help them. Or, I wonder if that person's really trying to pull a scam. Or as you drive around and you encounter this for like the fifth time the same day at different places, causes you to wonder then too. It's something that makes what we're talking about today seem very real. The phrase that we heard in the gospel, you saw him, the priest, the Levite, saw him and passed by on the opposite side. That phrase is a metaphor really for all those times that we know what God's will is for us. And for whatever reason, whether it's fear or anger or indifference or whatever it is, for whatever reason we choose to intentionally disobey or ignore that conscience in our head. The gospel story today about the Good Samaritan is essentially about the meaning of the word neighbor. It is important to remember that the first two commandments are what underpin the lesson that we're learning from this gospel. The first commandment being, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with all your very being. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. The confusion comes with the word neighbor. In the first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses is impressing upon the Israelites the importance of listening to God's law, of obeying God's law, of following God's law. Moses has led them through the desert from Egypt for many years. They have sinned many times against God, and he has come finally to the precipice of the promised land. Moses won't get to go into the promised land. He will turn leadership over to Joshua. But he's telling the people for the last time the importance of obeying God's law. God's law, as it was given to Moses, the Ten Commandments, has sort of evolved with the people of Israel, with the leaders of the people of Israel. And it's called the Mosaic Law, and they have added things, changed interpretations of some things to make it fit better for what they want, the leaders of the people. The word neighbor under Mosaic law meant fellow countrymen. And under Mosaic law, the people of Israel were not to come in contact, not to touch anybody except their own family. And so therefore the priest and the Levite went by on the opposite side of the road from the man who was hurt. Then came along the Samaritan, the priests who Israelites hate. Samaritans and Israelites didn't get along at all. And they were certainly not fellow countrymen. And the Samaritan treats the victim of the robbers with mercy. When Jesus came along, Jesus changed the meaning of the name mercy, or the word mercy, of the word neighbor. Jesus changed the meaning of the word neighbor to mean all people. All people, even your enemies. If we understand that God's law is meant to help us grow in our relationship with God, increase our faith, to help us be better lovers of one another. If we understand that that's the reason for God's law, then we know, as we're told in the first reading, that God's law is on our lips and in our hearts. That's a result of the covenant that God had with the people of Israel. God placed his law on our lips and in our hearts. And it's our job to carry out that law, to live that law, to love one another. The law, as we think of it today, we think of the word law in our culture. We think of things like, well, there's a speed limit, and that's the law. If I get caught, there's fear involved. If I get caught, I might get punished. We think of the law as being something that we have to fear, and that if we get caught breaking the law, we're going to be punished. But the law, as God's law, is meant to free us. It's meant to help us grow. And if we respond to God's law with this in mind, with growing in our love for God, then we do as the Samaritan did. We react with mercy. We might do well to consider two examples today. One concerning church law, as we know it today, and one concerning God's law. There is a church law that says that we are obliged as Catholics to attend Mass every Sunday. It's called the Sunday obligation. We can choose to look at that as something that, like we look at the laws in our society, is something that we should fear. We can choose to look at it as something that if we don't obey, we get punished. So if we don't attend Mass, we have sinned, we go to confession, we confess that sin, and then we're given absolution and we're given penance. So we're given something that is viewed as punishment. And we're given penance for not attending Mass. We can also look at not at attending Mass, the Sunday obligation. We can look at it as an opportunity to come and share with one another God's love, to come and grow together, to be a community, to be the body of Christ, and praise and worship God together, and an opportunity to receive the body of Christ in the Eucharist. Now we'll consider God's law. God's law that says to love our neighbor as ourselves. There is a man, was a man, named Maximilian Kolbe. He was a priest around the time of World War II. He lived in Germany. And he was captured by the Nazis. He was taken to a concentration camp, Auschwitz. While he was in the concentration camp, there was a prisoner who escaped. As a result of that escape, the commandant of the camp told his guards to choose 10 people to be punished. And the punishment was to be that they would be put in an underground bunker and they would starve to death. So the guards chose 10 people. When they chose one man, he hollered out and screamed and cried, "My wife and my children, they won't ever see me again." When Father Maximilian Kolbe heard that, he stepped forward and said, and volunteered to take the man's place in the bunker. The commandant of the camp asked him who he was. He told him, and he said, "Yes, you can take his place." And so Maximilian Kolbe went into the bunker with the other 9 people. And they were given no food. And over a period of about a month, one by one, they perished. Maximilian Kolbe led prayer all through. throughout that time intensified the prayer when someone was dying. After they'd been there about a month or so, there were still four people living. He was one of them. The powers that be in the camp got tired of waiting for them to die, and so they injected them with poison and took care of it. Maximilian Kolbe, who is now a saint, he was canonized in the late 20th century. He loved his neighbor so much that he gave his life for him, just as Jesus did for us. We're not all called to give our lives in service to one another, in love for one another. But we are asked to love and serve one another. So what's the bottom line in today's scriptures concerning law? The purpose of all law should be that it is life-giving. It allows us to grow. Jesus said it with his one great command: love one another as I have loved.